Hello. Now let's begin Unit 11.
下面我们进行第十一单元 Unit 11.
Dates, months, and seasons.
第十一单元讲日期、月份和季节。
And could you tell me how many months are there in a year?
There are 12 months. 一年有12个月。
Then what are they?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, and December.
那么月份的名称大家要熟记。
Then comes to the dates.
The dates 是讲具体的日期。
在英语里面讲具体的日期呢要会说几月几号。
For example,
10月20号 then we say October the 20th,
或者是 the 20th of October.
说具体的日期一个呢可以先说日期再说月份也可以说月份加日期叫 October the 20th 通常具体的日子呢要用叙述词来表述
Then comes to seasons
How many seasons are there in a year?
Yes, there are 4 seasons in a year
那么通常一年是有四季
And what are they?
Yes, there's spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Please look at the card.
There are 4 seasons in a year. There's spring, summer, autumn, and winter.
通常表示在哪个季节呢？用 in.
For example, in spring, in the spring. So in summer, in autumn, and in winter.
有时候表示季节的时候呢是不加冠词的有时候呢也加冠词这个根据具体情况来确定有时候呢并没有什么区别但是当你说今年春天啊，过去的去年的春天的时候呢这个时候不要介词 in
For example, this spring, last spring
In American English, we say for So fall refers to autumn. 在美国英语里面呢说秋天呢说 fall.
F-A-L-L, fall.
So we say in fall, 在秋天。Okay? So summer, autumn, and winter. And in American English, we say spring, summer, fall, and winter.那么四季是如何划分的呢那么不同的国家在划分四季呢它的月份呢都是不相同的
Then when is spring in China
那么中国的春季是在什么时候呢
It's from March to May
通常是从三月到五月
And when is summerIn China, it lasts from June to August.
那么通常是从六月到八月。
And when is autumn in China?
Yes, it's from September to November.
Then when is winter in China?
It lasts from December to February. 这是我们国家的春夏秋冬通常是按照这样的月份来划分。那么不同的国家它划分这个季节的月份呢是不相同的这在我们这个单元后面将会学到非常有意思的一些关于天气的知识 OK Now look at the picture
So the four seasons of the year as spring, summer, winter and autumn
那么通常的次序的春夏秋冬这样循环的来回的这样的一个不断的经历这个过程。 那么有的国家呢，春夏秋冬呢是非常分明的，像我们国家春夏秋冬还是比较分明的。那有的国家呢，它春夏秋冬不是那么分明啊，不是那么分明。
Now let's see, what's the weather usually like in spring in China?
那么在我们国家春天通常气候是怎么样的？
Then we know the weather gets warmer and the days get longer. In the fields, everything begins to grow. Trees turn green and flowers start to come out.
The weather gets warmer. Warmer 是温暖。Get warmer 是越来越暖。
And the days get longer.
Day, what does day mean here? 那么这个地方 day 是不是指的那个一天呢？
We know a day has 24 hours.
一天24小时是不会变化的。那怎么这个地方说 the days get longer?
Yes, here the days refers to 百天百昼。
百天呢就变得更长一些了。
那也就相应的24小时，百天长了嘛，夜晚就要短了。In the fields, everything begins to grow.
在田野里面，万物都开始生长。
So everything begins to grow. And trees turn green, and flowers start to come out.
这个时候树木呢转青，花呀开始开放。
Okay? That's the weather in spring.
那么这个呢就是春天的气候情况。
Now how about summer?
那么夏天如何呢？ Now let's see.
Summer is the warmest season. It often rains, sometimes quite heavily.
夏天是最暖和的季节，而且经常下雨，有时候呢 quite heavily. Heavy 这个地方是来修饰下雨的，有时候是下得非常大。
The crops grow very quickly, and many people love this time of year because it is good for sports.
The crops grow very quickly, as the rice, the wheat, 庄稼生长得非常快。许多人都喜欢一年的这个时候，
this time of year. Many people love this time of year. Why?Because it is good for sports.
因为这个季节呢是特别适合于搞运动。
And I often go swimming. Sometimes in a lake near my home and sometimes in a river.
我经常去游泳，有时候呢在我们家附近的湖里面，有时候呢在河里面。
I enjoy it very much.Okay, that's about summer.
这是有关夏天。
Well,
那么夏天我们知道有夏季奥运会啊，
so it's good for sports.
那么夏天呢特别适用于搞各种各样的运动。
So, many people like summer.
Do you like summer?
No, I don't. Because I think it's too hot in summer in China.
啊，那我认为在中国现在的夏天太热。
So it's too hot.
So it's warm 是温暖的意思。The warmest 是最暖和的。
But I think it's the hottest season.
是最热的、最炎热的季节。
So warm 表示温暖。
Hot 表示过分的热，是热。炎热啊，要注意这两个词的区分。
Then, what about autumn?
那么秋天的气候如何呢？
Okay, now let's see.
Autumn is a busy season. The days get shorter and the nights get longer. A busy season 是一个忙碌的季节。And we also say it is a harvest season, 是一个收获的季节。The days get shorter and the nights get longer. 白昼呢变得短了，夜晚变长了。So you know, autumn is harvest time, and all farmers are busy, are very busy. Often we help them with the harvest. 经常我们都去帮助农民进行收获、收庄稼。So autumn, but in America, people often say fall. 在美国通常用 fall 来表示秋天。Well, how about winter? 那么冬天如何呢? Look. Please look at the picture. It's winter. Now look at the tree and look at the mountains. It is the coldest season and sometimes it snows and the land is all white. 冬天是 the coldest season, 是最冷的季节。Sometimes it snows, and the land is all white. 有时候要下雪，大地是一片白茫茫的， and the land is all white. Alright, so we know something about the four seasons.
那我们刚才介绍的春夏秋冬呢，是通常的一般的情况。那可能在我们很多同学的家乡，并没有这样四季分明。比如有的地方他从来没有看到下雪啊，有的地方他从来都不会非常的炎热啊，所以刚才说的呢是一般的，有些地方的四季是这样划分的，也比较分明。
Alright, please look at the following sentences.
请大家看
How many seasons are there in your country? I hear it is cold all the year round.
比如说我们教材里面询问到对方呢，就说你们国家有多少个季节？我听说你们那儿整年都非常冷。
I hear it is cold all the year round. All the year round,
一年到头。啊，一年到头都是很冷的。然后接着问
There are four seasons on there. There are four seasons on there.
这种结构构成了一种疑问句，叫反义疑问句。那么这种反义疑问句的构成呢，就前面是一个程序句的结构，而后面呢是一个疑问式的结构。如果前面是一个肯定句，后面通常用一个否定式的疑问结构。请看
Aren't there? Aren't there?
Another example.
The weather in China now is very cold, isn't it? The weather in China now is very cold.
前面是一个程序的句子，就是中国的天气现在很冷。
Isn't it?
是不是啊？那前面是一个肯定的结构，后面用一个否定的疑问结构。Isn't it? 那么它的意思相当于一年有四季，对不对？中国的天气现在很冷，是吗？
The next one. It is summer in Australia, isn't it?
现在澳大利亚是夏天。
It is summer in Australia. Now we can understand it. Isn't it?
构成一个反义疑问句，就是现在澳大利亚是夏天，对吗？是不是？好，那么这种疑问句呢，我们把它叫反义疑问句。请看反义疑问句的构成。反义疑问句呢，是一个程序句，然后加上一个附加疑问形式。
It is very cold today. 前面是一个程序句，今天天气很冷， It's very cold today。后面就是一个附加的疑问形式，它又不是一个完整的疑问句啊，是一个疑问形式。The is 放到主语的前面， isn't it？ 前面如果是程序句是一个肯定的，后面的附加疑问形式呢，通常都用否定的， isn't it？ 那天气很冷，对吗？ Another example， You're from Australia。是一个肯定的程序句，你是澳大利亚人，是 You're from Australia。 那前面的主语是 you， 是动词是 are， 后面一个相应的附加疑问形式 aren't you， aren't you， 对吗？是吗？ The next one， You like English， 你喜欢英文。 You like English是一个肯定的程序句，你喜欢英文。那么 you like English 变为疑问句呢，是 do you like English， 是吧？那后面那个附加疑问形式是 don't you， 前面是肯定的，后面用 don't 否定的一个附加疑问形式 don't you， 是吧？你喜欢英语对吗？ The last one， He comes from the US， 他是美国人。He comes from the US. He comes 是一个一般的现在时态的程序结构。那么它的疑问结构呢是 does he? 由于前面是肯定的，后面用 doesn't， 一种否定的附加形式，就 doesn't he? 就是他是美国人，对不对？他是美国人，是吗？ So, he comes from the US, doesn't he?好，纵观这样一些反义疑问句，我们大家要注意的就是后面的附加疑问形式呢，首先要确定是肯定的附加疑问形式还是否定疑问形式。那我们得出一条结论，如果前面的程序部分是肯定的句子啊，是肯定句 It is, you are, you like, he comes， 那后面的附加疑问形式呢，要用否定的，这是一个要注意的问题。第二个问题呢，这个附加疑问形式的这个动词一定要和前面的程序句的动词要保持一致，主语要保持一致啊。比如前面的主语是 it， 后面的附加疑问形式的主语一定是 it， 前面的主语是 you， 后面的附加形式呢应该是 you， 前面的主语是 he， 后面的附加疑问形式呢应该是 he。 那因此附加疑问是要注意主语一定要和前面句子的主语保持一致，这个附加的疑问结构形式呢，一定要和前面的动词保持一致。前面如果动词呢是一个肯定的，后面要用它相应的否定式来构成。OK， so pay attention。那么最重要的就是附加疑问形式要注意使用正确。好，我们看。It's very warm. It's very warm. 天气很暖和。那现在要把它改为反义疑问句，该怎么改呢？ Yes. It's very warm, isn't it? The next one. You were born in London. 你出生在伦敦。You were born in London, weren't you?注意这个主语呢保持一致，动词呢和前面要保持一致。 You were born in London, weren't you? Now some more example. 下面我们再看 He knows little about farming. 他对于种田知道的很少。 She knows little about farming.前面的主语是 she， 动词是 knows， 那么相应的反义疑问句应该是 She knows little about farming, doesn't she? 她对种田这个事了解很少，对吗？ The next one. There was a house near here. 在这附近有一栋房子。
There was a house near here. 所以时态呢是过去式。结构呢是 there was。改为反义为句后，首先结构要和前面保持一致。第二，时态要保持一致。第三，前面是肯定，后面要用相应的否定的附加疑问结构。So the answer is there was a house near here, wasn't there? 以前这个附近有一栋房子，对吗？ Wasn't there? Alright. 那么这是有关反义疑问句这个语法现象。啊，反义疑问句在我们生活中呢，汉语里面是使用很多的。那有同学问，老师，反义疑问句的回答应该怎么样呢？反义疑问句回答的时候和一般的疑问句回答一样。For example, you are a teacher, aren't you? 你是老师对吗？你是的就是 yes, I am. 你不是 no, I'm not. 啊，他的回答呢和一般疑问句的回答是一致的。下面我们看一段对话。You are from Australia, aren't you? 你是澳大利亚人对吗？那这是个反义疑问句。我们看他怎么回答。Yes, I am. How did you guess? 是的，你看这个回答就和一般疑问句一样。You're from Australia, aren't you? Yes, I am. 是的。How did you guess? 你是怎么猜到的呢？ The way you speak 是你讲话的方式。The way you speak.You came here at a bad time of year, I'm afraid. I'm afraid 是表示我自己的看法。哎呀，恐怕你到我们这儿来的时间呢，是这一年最糟的时间。So you came here at a bad time of year. 啊，在一年里面最糟糕的这个时候你来的。Why do you say so? 那你为什么要这样来说呢？那你为什么说我是在一年最糟糕的时候来的呢？ Okay, let's go on. At a bad time of year 是一年的最糟糕的时间。Because it's winter now. The weather here is very cold, isn't it?因为现在是冬天了。The weather here is very cold, isn't it? 啊，你看这个地方的天气非常冷，对吗？啊，这也是个反义疑问句的运用。Yes, it's very different from Australia this time of year. 是的，的确。啊，这个和澳大利亚的一年的这个时候啊，是很不相同。It's very different from Australia at this time of year. Then, how is the weather in Australia? Really? What's the weather like in Sydney now? What's the weather like in Sydney now? That is, how is the weather in Sydney now? 那么现在悉尼的气候怎么样呢? Look, it's hot.It's summer now. So we know it's winter here now, but it's summer in Australia now. 啊，现在这个地方是冬天，而在悉尼那个地方呢，正是夏天。That's interesting. 真是有意思。啊，的确是有意思。Okay? 好，这是我们从这篇对话可以看到了，就 different countries.Different weathers. 在不同的国家它有不同的气候。And different countries, different cultures. 啊，在不同的国家呢也有不同的文化。好，下面我们再来进一步了解一下啊，有关中国的气候情况。Look. In much of China, spring is usually very short.It usually comes in March and ends in July. Autumn starts in September and goes on to November. 在中国大多数的地方 ,in much of China, spring is usually very short. 春天一般都比较短。
It usually comes in March and ends in July.
通常是三月份就来，而到七月份就结束了。
Autumn starts in September and goes on to November.
那通常秋天呢，是在九月份开始，十一月份啊，一直延续到十一月份。
The weather can be very warm in autumn. Winter lasts from December to February, and it's very cold.
那么在中国的那个天气呢，通常秋天都比较暖和。冬天呢，通常是从12月一直延续到2月。So
last 是延续的意思。Lasts from December to February.
好，在这个里面特别要注意几个惯用的 in much of China 就在中国许多地区 in much of China means in many parts of China or in many places of China 在中国的许多地区
come 是来 end 是结束 start 是开始 go on to 是继续到什么时候 last 是表示延续到什么时候
So in winterYou need to wear warmer clothes. 所以在冬天的时候呢，通常要劝告对方 You need to wear warmer clothes. 你需要穿一些保暖的衣服。So here need 表示需要。那这种建议呢，还有一种方法可以说 You must wear warmer clothes. 你必须得要穿一些保暖的服装。
Certainly, we can also say, you'd better wear warmer clothes.
你最好要穿些保暖的服装。
And we can say, why don't you wear warmer clothes?
也是建议对方，你最好要穿一些保暖的衣服。
And we can also say,Why not wear warmer clothes?
你怎么不穿一些保暖的衣服呢？那以上呢，都是向对方提出一种建设性的意见。那这样一些表示方法，请大家注意掌握，并且要注意掌握分寸。You must 的语气很强烈，就是你一定要穿一些保暖的衣服。
Now let's go on.With the seasons and go on with the weather.
下面我们继续看有关天气的情况。
The best time to visit China is spring or autumn. In summer, it's often too hot, and in winter, it's too cold.
The best time 是最好的时光。那么参观中国最好的时间是春天和秋天。
In summer it's often too hot and in winter it's too cold.
那么通常在夏天太热冬天又太冷。
And how about the weather in the USA and in England?
那么在英国和美国的天气如何呢?
The season of the year in England and the USA are nearly the same as those in China.
就英国和美国的一年的季节大致 nearly 差不多和中国是一样的。
But unlike much of China, unlike 是 not like 的意思
就是不像但不像中国很多地区一样。
But unlike much of China, the weather in England never gets too hot.Or too cold.
但在英国的天气呢，它从来都不会太热或者是太冷。
Why?
为什么会这样？好，请大家通过从地理的角度，从地理学的角度来回答这个问题。那说英国呢，还在我们中国的更北边嘛？为什么那个地方的气候不太热又不太冷？
Go on.In England, spring is longer. It can last from late March to May.
在英国 春天要更长一些，它往往可以从 late March 就是三月底一直延续到五月，啊，就它的春天比较长。
OK, now that's the weather about China and the weather in the US and in England. And how about the weather in Australia?Yes, the weather in Australia is quite different from that in China. Let's see. Australian seasons are the opposite. Opposite 是相反的。啊，刚好是相反的。So, Australian seasons are the opposites. 就是澳大利亚的四季啊，刚好是和中国的、美国的和英国的四季是相反。Summer is from December to February. 它的夏天呢是从12月到2月 and winter in June, July and August. 而它的冬天刚好是6月、7月和8月。So, when is spring in China? It's autumn in Australia.于是当中国是春天的时候刚好是澳大利亚的秋天。
Alright, do you think it interesting?
你认为这有意思吗?
Yes, very interesting.
Then could you tell me the reasons? 你能否给我解释一下为什么澳大利亚的天气会和中国的天气相反呢?
Alright, now let's read this passage once again.
下面我们把这段有关澳大利亚天气和我们天气的比较的文段再看一遍。
It is winter here now, but the weather in Australia is very different from here. It is now summer. So it is winter here now, but it is summer.When it is summer here, it is winter in Australia. Could you tell me why?
而当这里是夏天的时候呢，澳大利亚又是冬天。Could you tell me why? 你能否告诉我为什么?
Okay. Could you tell me why?
你能否告诉我为什么吗?
Yes. We have learned geography.
我们已经学过地理。
And I think it easy for you to answer this question. But I think it is a bit difficult for you to answer in English.
那我想很容易回答，但是可能对大家来说呢，要用英语来回答可能有一点点难度。
Well, would you please try? 试试看。
好，在本单元大家注意掌握三个非常重要的介词，就是 at, in 和 on。请看卡片。
In, on 和 at
都可以用来表示时间。
In
通常用在什么前面 ?On 通常用在什么样的时间前面 ?At 通常用在什么样的时间前面呢？我们看下面一道练习。
Bruce is coming to China, blank June.He's going to visit the Great Wall, blank, June 1st, Children's Day. When does the plane land?
Land, 这个地方是动词，表示飞机是什么时候着陆。
It lands, blank, about 6 o'clock.
好，这是非常容易的练习。And could you please try?
Yes, the first one
是表示月份。那么在月份的前面通常用 in,
so the answer is in.
And the second 是表示具体的日期啊，几月几号，那么表示哪一天呢？我们通常用 on,
so the answer is on.
那么在具体的终点呢，就用 at, So the answer is at.
那么这是 at, in 和 on 的基本用法。那么 in 呢通常表示在什么期间，而 on 呢通常表示在具体的哪一天， at 通常表示在具体的什么时间终点。
好，下面我们看这样一些短语，我们归纳一下。 in 在什么季节用 in。
In spring, in summer, in autumn, and in winter.
在哪个月份用 in?
For example, in June, in December, in January, in February.
在哪一年要用 in?
For example, in 2001.
在哪一年的哪一月还是在一个期间也是要用 in.
For in August,2002, 在2002年的8月。
那除了这个上面表示一段时间，一个阶段性的时间里面用 in 以外呢，还有些惯用，比如说在早晨，在下午，在晚上。
We say in the afternoon, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
那这是一种习惯的用法。Another,In 3 years, 就在三年期间或三年以后。
In 3 years,
那这个地方要用 in。那这种介词短语呢，我们在今后马上就会学到。
Go on.
On. 那么 on 呢，通常是表示在哪一天 ,for example, on Tuesday, 啊，在星期二 ,on Friday, on Saturday.另外要注意，在哪一天的早中晚也要用 on。
For example, on Saturday morning, 在星期六的上午 ,on Tuesday evening, on Monday afternoon,
啊，那这个时候也用 on。第二，在具体的哪一天，在什么日期用 on。
For example, on January the 3rd, 2002,
在2002年的元月3号。
So on January the 3rd, 2002.
在哪一天的某一个具体天的早中晚也要用 on。比如说 on Saturday morning, 在星期六早晨。另外还有
on the morning of July 21st,
在7月21号的上午
on the morning of July the 21st
在什么具体的节日用 on
on Thanksgiving Day on Thanksgiving Day
就在感恩节那一天
at
可以表示在具体的终点
for example at 20 to 4 or at 3:40
在三点四十
，at 6 o'clock，
在六点钟 ，at this time of year， 在一年的这个时间 ，at this time， 惯用的
，at a bad time of year，
在一年的一个非常糟糕的时期
，at a bad time of year。
另外还有一些惯用法，比如说 at night， at noon。在夜晚，在中午，这个是要记忆的。At night, at noon. Alright. 那么这个呢，是我归纳了 at, on 和 in 表示时间的。实际上 at, on, in 它还可以表示地点。那么它的用法呢，是非常复杂。但这个词又非常容易。那我们在今后的英语学习过程中呢，特别要注意去观察，要记忆。啊，就是有时候呢，它是一种习惯。叫 at night, 那人家从来没有去追问为什么用 at, 叫 at night, 就是把它做一个很常用的一个词组或者一个词语来记下来了。OK, 那么本单元呢我们就辅导到这里。
So much for this unit, until next time.